we wanted a charter school because, like in regular school, all we talked about was really getting ready for tests.
The school itself is really nice.
They're giving you so many activities and everything. I don't see why you want to shut that down for kids.
Because I just got to this school and I learned so much.
Yeah, I'd rather fight for the school than regular public schools.
The legislature is now in session. Go to charterschoolswa.org to help families keep their schools.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
And good morning or good afternoon to you. It is Kent Adams, and I'm pleased today to have some very beautiful young ladies here. This, you know, I can't complain that this is a tough job, but somebody has to do it. But more important than their beauty and talent and all of that is that they really work hard to grant wishes for young folks here in our area who need a kind of an exciting time, something to look forward to and something to talk about afterwards. And I'm pleased to welcome Sarah Wallen. Did I get that? Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish people would just have names like Jones and Adams or something like that. You are the executive director of Wishing Star Foundation. And we also have Stephanie Newman, who is the development director. And Sarah, you keep looking at Stephanie constantly because it all comes down to dollars at times, doesn't it?
That is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can't grant wishes without it.
No. And, you know, I have to tell you, there are a few things that when I watch the TV news and so forth that kind of tear me up. One are our troops coming home and visiting their families and surprising their families. And the other are the Wishing Star opportunities when you get to see young folks and their families, because it's a family ordeal that they go through, have a chance to experience what could be the best experience as they experience health issues. And it must be a fun job, but also sometimes a very hard job to do as you watch these families. Some of them succeed afterwards and some that are not succeeding because of the health just kind of tears them down and so forth. I got to ask a question. How do you deal with that on a daily basis? I'm not sure I could.
Well, I think that you learn to compartmentalize a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, the one thing I always say is that we get to be part of some of the most fun times in their lives.
Yes.
And that's enough to lift us up to get us through the tough times.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's first start with the basics, kind of Wishing Star 101. And that is, what do you do?
So we foster hope, community and lasting memories for kids battling life-threatening illnesses.
It's like she knows what she's talking about here.
And we provide opportunities for the families beyond that. So our families stay a part of Wishing Star for their entire life if they want to.
Wow. Yeah, I saw something the other day. I think it was on one of the national shows where somebody had been granted a wish themselves and then turned around and helped others to achieve their wish, too. Do you see that?
Oh, all the time.
Do
our wish
really?
Families are sometimes our biggest supporters when it comes to volunteering and donating.
They
absolutely
get it.
Yeah.
They get it, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you determine, how do people find out about you? How do you determine what the wish is? And then I've got some questions like, you know, what's the craziest one that's been requested and things like, yeah, both of you start laughing.
I know exactly which one that will be.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm waiting for that. But how do people get connected to start with?
Sure. Anybody can make a referral.
Okay.
If you know of a child who may or may not even qualify, you just let us know. And there are three qualifying factors for us.
Okay.
So the child has to have a life-threatening condition, which is different than terminal sometimes.
Right.
They have to be between the ages of 3 and 21.
Okay.
And they must reside in Spokane or the Tri-Cities or a local outlying area.
Okay. Are there other chapters that deal with the other areas? Is that what you're kind of saying?
No. Well, yes, there's some confusion there.
I definitely think we need to clarify on all
of
that.
We do. So Wishing Star is only local. We have three staff total. We have one office, and we serve Spokane and the Tri-Cities.
Ah, okay.
There is a larger wish.
Kent can learn something here.
Yes. It's a really common misconception.
You don't have to look quite so surprised.
And then there's our larger wish granting organization, which is called Make-A-Wish, which you're probably very familiar with.
Okay.
And
okay.
they are everywhere.
Right, right.
So
you're affiliated with them?
We are not.
No,
okay. We're different, actually. Oh, okay. So in 1983, there was a school teacher in Coeur d'Alene who had a student with cancer.
Yes.
And she had heard of a wish granting organization before, and so she went in search of one. But there was nothing here in this area. So she founded Wishing Star. She and her husband pulled out their retirement to found Wishing Star, and so that's why we exist.
Ah, all right. So, so those criteria you use to determine people come in and apply. They can apply online. Basically, probably call or apply online to
exactly.
start with. Right.
Yep.
Welcome
yep.
to today's world. Everything's done online. Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And so then, how do you determine? Because I'm going to guess at times you get more requests than you can fill.
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was an easy guess, by the way.
Unfortunately, the need is high.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there are always more children than finances. And so it's a first come, first serve basis. And we work with the doctors pretty closely to determine whether they qualify.
Okay. Okay. Do you have to get permission from the parents to
yeah.
yeah, I mean, today with all of the rules and everything, you know, you can't tell a husband or a wife what, I mean, it's so private. Everything is so private. But my guess is if they truly are in need, that's not an issue, you know, that they'll
sure.
grant that, that you can talk to their medical provider, I guess is what we call people
yes.
today,
you
know, getting all this insurance language and so forth. Okay, I want to get to that issue now of, what is the, we'll talk about some of the more normal requests, because I'm going to guess the word Disney comes in often.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And so that's kind of a given. But what is the craziest wish that you've had? And tell us about the boy or girl, the young
sure.
person. Yeah.
Sure. There have been many. We have had, I'll list a few and then I'll tell a little bit more about the recent one.
Okay.
We have had somebody request to swim with sharks. We have had somebody who wanted to learn.
Now, this is not the Shark Tank on ABC on Friday nights.
No,
okay.
It's a little different. we've had kids wish to ride in NASCAR. The most recent one is Patrick. Patrick's here in Spokane. He's 19, and he has cancer. And when we met Patrick, he shared with us that he was going to be successful someday. He was going to make money. He was going to travel. He didn't want anything like that. He wanted us to do something that he would never be able to do for himself. And so he asked to go see the Victoria's Secret fashion show in New York City.
Does he need a chaperone?
You and
I'm
every
just offering, right. You know.
You and everybody else.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not the first to say that. All right.
So he went in November and he told us that it was one of the best days of his life.
And well, yeah.
Yeah.
He took his girlfriend with him.
He
did.
Yeah. Oh, well, spoiler alert
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But I think it's important also to recognize that our organization is a little bit different than Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
In the sense that we serve kiddos up to 21.
Okay.
And so it does open up more opportunity for young people that are suffering to have a wish granted. Make-A-Wish is a wonderful organization, and they serve kids to 18.
Okay.
And obviously, it's broader. You know, it's a national organization, and we are local.
But this is Spokane.
Correct.
This is the Inland Northwest. This is
yes.
us,
yes.
if you will, our families. And
mm-hmm,
and I think
mm-hmm.
we often take pride in that. In that, you know, we're not part of Seattle or mm-hmm. somewhere else. I mean,
yeah.
we really are that way. Okay, so what are some of the other wishes? What are some of the maybe not quite so crazy ones?
Sure. Well, there are lots of different kinds of wishes. So there are travel wishes, which
okay.
do consist of the Disney or Oregon coast or New York City,
right.
Miami. And then we've got wishes. One out of every five kids of ours have some kind of a disability. And
okay.
so their wish revolves around that disability. So sometimes it's a van lift so that they can be more mobile
sure.
and go out
sure.
with their family.
Right.
Sometimes it's therapy items to help them physically. I mean, there are all kinds of things.
Some of the basics.
Yes, exactly.
For what we take for granted or don't need.
Yeah.
Wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But you're dealing with the kids, the young folks, and their parents who are probably not only emotionally overload, but financially as well.
Yes.
And those items are just you know, to write a check for $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or whatever it is for a lift or some of the other kinds of things can to have a major impact.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the wishes that I heard recently that really touched my heart was the selfless wish. And it was a young man that he knew that he was not going to make it. And his wish was actually that his parents could go to the Oregon coast and have a relaxation period and a mourning and grieving and joyful period of just their memories and recovery.
How old was this young person?
Do you remember?
It was a long time ago. I would say maybe 15. I mean,
wow.
Young teenager.
What maturity.
Yeah.
What a giving person. I assume he's gone now.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a hard story to hear because it's not a happy ending. Like most of our stories are wish stories, and most of our wish kids.
But maybe it was for him.
Sure.
To know that that would happen.
Yeah, and I mean,
you know.
It probably brought him peace.
Yeah, yes. And I just think that the selflessness of that was just so impactful for me personally, but I love to share that because I think it helps people to realize just the beauty and the magnitude that helping this organization can have
that
on
is,
these families.
That is great. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but before we do, you've got an event coming up, Taste Spokane, and we'll want to talk about that. And bottom line is how we, that's part of how we can help Wishing Star make wishes, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back. We're talking with Steph and Sarah from Wishing Star. We'll be back.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
When it comes to financial fraud and identity theft, it pays to be skeptical and to ask tough questions before you act. Was I expecting to receive the offer? Does it make sense? Is it too good to be true? Would my banker or local police approve of the deal? Millions of people are victims of financial fraud each year, losing billions to crooks who use intimidation, fear, and lies to make you act before you think. www.stcumoney.org is a commercial-free financial education site to help you stay safe.
We are kids of all ages, learning about teamwork and friendship. The triumphs we experience aren't just about the final score. Rather than wins and losses, we learn, grow, and thrive. And when we play together and support each other, we become healthy, happy, and strong. Join YMCA Youth Sports and become part of something greater than a team. Call 777-YMCA today.
Well, my director and producer in the booth points at me, and I think that means it's time for me to come back on. We're talking with a couple of great ladies here who devote a lot of their time to making wishes come true with Wishing Star here in Spokane and Tri-Cities. And we're talking with Sarah and Stephanie. I look down at the sheet just so I don't get the names right, the two S's here. We kind of ended a little bit on the down as we were talking during the break with the fellow who wanted to grant a wish for his parents after he would pass away. And one of the things I was saying to both our guests was, I don't see that as a downer. I see that as a very inspirational story, that someone knowing that they're going to pass away thought about their family and leaving a little bit of a legacy. So I know, ladies, that was hard because, you know, personally to be a part of that, but what a wonderful story, and that we have so many young people out there that are like that. And it's not just about them, it's about their families too. But let's talk about some of the other things and some of the other stories, and then let's get into how we can help Wishing Star, okay?
Sure. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about another wish child of ours, Randy.
Okay.
And Randy was also 19, actually. We have two great stories for older boys. And he had osteosarcoma, which is cancer in the bones. And when we met him, he was very ill, so ill that he wouldn't even allow us to take a picture. He just didn't like the way he looked. He was thin and bald and terrible color. And Randy's story is great because he comes from a single parent home, and his mom had to work for the health insurance. So his girlfriend had moved in to be his caretaker, and his wish was for us to have them be married. He wanted to marry his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And so he proposed, and she said yes.
Yes.
And then we sat down to talk about the wedding, the details. And Randy did not hesitate. He looked at us and he said, "We're going to be married on the Oregon coast." And we thought, great. Okay, this sounds good. This is fun. And
were you thinking at all that you get to go to the Oregon coast?
No.
Oh, okay.
So then whenever a child travels, we have to get permission from the doctor that they can do that.
Oh,
and in Randy's case, the doctor told us he was not allowed to be that far away from his doctor. His care.
Ooh.
So we went to Randy and we shared that, and he said, "Well, that's too bad. It's going to happen anyway," kind of thing. And when that happens, we have to respect their wishes, even if it means on the back of our mind we're thinking this wish may never happen.
Right, right.
Because he was dead set on it.
It's his wish.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And so we want to empower that. And so we took a back seat and said, "Okay, well, when you're better, we'll do that," knowing that that's probably not going to happen. And a couple weeks later, his mom called and said, "I just wanted to let you guys know we just got some results back from the doctor and his counts are higher," and which is a good thing. And we thought, okay, well, let's keep waiting this out. A few weeks later, the same thing happened. And not long after that, Randy and his girlfriend, Jenna, were married on the Oregon coast. And
how do you not tear up? I'm
sorry. I hear the story all the time, but I still tear up.
I know. I mean, it really is. Yeah.
Well, and it's been 5 years and Randy is cancer free. And I say to everybody, we're waiting for a baby announcement now because...
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hope you got pictures and everything else.
Oh, yes, we do. Yep, they're up on our website at wishingstar.org.
My guess is if the counts hadn't gone up, he would have found a medical doctor or somebody to go with him. He would have found a way, don't you think?
Well...
In some way?
Yeah, it wasn't the doctor. It's all the medical care. And he was just too frail and too sick. But
I think the important thing to recognize, though, is that when someone knows that they have something hopeful in store for them and something exciting to look forward to, and all of a sudden your perspective changes to, you know, not about all the testing you have to have done and all the doctor visits that you do every day of every week, but all of a sudden there's something exciting and hopeful. And it changes your perspective, and it can change your health.
That's really a really good point, because so much of our medical... For us, even assuming that none of us have life-threatening diseases at the moment, so much really depends on our attitude and so forth. You know, we talk a lot about depression and everything else, but isn't that the case? And I can only believe that someone who's going through a battery of tests and being poked constantly, probably having tubes come out of them and everything else, you know, they need some hope. That really does make a difference.
Well, and the other thing is that for our younger wish kids, they cooperate better at doctor's appointments when they know they have a wish coming. And all of a sudden, they might be on, you know, they might be a little bit more friendly with their doctors.
And a little better at school and so forth, too.
Just a lot more to look
forward to. The look was, well, that's obvious, Kent. I mean, but, yeah, that's great. Okay, so it all... Having been someone who has raised money for various causes and organizations for almost 50 years, that'll tell you how old I am, it does come down to money, because you need to pay the bills, you need to help. I mean, there's administrative costs no matter how you look at whatever kind of organization it is. And I know you guys work hard to keep those costs down.
Yeah, I will say that 73% of every dollar goes straight to program.
Wow, that's impressive today. That is really impressive today, especially for a small organization, because often when you get smaller, you're... administrative costs are a higher percentage of. Okay, so let's talk, Stephanie, about how you raise money, how people can help.
Okay, sure. Well, we have events throughout the year, and the upcoming event that we have is Taste Spokane. It's February 26th. at Northern Quest Casino.
Okay.
And you can go to tastespokane.com to purchase tickets, or you can call us at the office at 744-3411, and we can sell you tickets. It's going to be a glorious event. I'm very excited. We have different vendors, restaurants, desserts, and wineries and breweries that are going to be set up around the room, and people can purchase their ticket and come in and sample all of these decadent foods and desserts and beverages. So, and Mark Peterson is going to be our MC.
Oh, Lord. I know.
So,
Mark.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
we
so
always get
excited.
That reaction when we say that. Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Well, Mark's been around for a very long time. We won't say how long, but I think he knew George Washington personally. But anyway.
Well, I'm excited about his energy. I think that it's going to be a great touch to the event.
Yeah.
So, we will have an auction that will be extremely fun, and there's going to be a bit of a theatrical secret performance that people can look forward to as well. So,
okay, you're dressing up in something, are you, ladies?
Well, we haven't decided.
We aren't, I don't think. Are we?
Maybe
I don't
we
know.
Should.
Okay, so
there will be a Wish kid dressed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what is the cost? Out. What does it cost to get in?
It's $60
okay.
for regular general admission.
Okay.
It's $100 for VIP.
Okay, and what do you get as a VIP?
Sure. General admission, you have all-inclusive tastings. With VIP, you get reserved seating, early admission, and you have a special surprise vendor in the VIP section. Should I give it away?
Sure.
The Melting Pot is serving the VIP section.
Okay.
And also Cocktails by Cody will be serving up Fairy Tale Martinis and in the VIP section. So it's reserved seating in the VIP section, general admission. You have to fight for your seats.
There are only, I think, like 30 VIP tickets left.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
That's good news.
Time. Yeah.
Honestly, that's good news.
And we have great sponsors right now. We have Mercedes of Spokane.
Okay.
That's our main event sponsor, our VIP sponsor. TransCanada has come in to step up and be a sponsor for our photo booth. We have a photo booth at the event.
Nice.
Yeah. Who else? We have Kalispell, Northern Quest Casino.
Right.
Northwest Farm Credit.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And also, we just found out we got $1,000 from Hot Start.
Oh, nice.
As well. And so if anyone is listening that would like to be a sponsor.
I was going
to
say, there's still time to jump in on that bandwagon, right?
We have great marketing opportunities for our sponsors. We really feel strongly in supporting their mission and their participation with our organization. And I can make anything work. So I don't turn away money. So if you feel the need, please call.
You know, we laugh and joke about, you know, the need for money and not turning away anything and so forth. But it really is up to us as individuals and as businesses to step up and to make these wishes come true.
Well, if you think about it, it is the beginning of the year. It's a good time to start planning your gifts for the year. And we are a nonprofit, so it is a tax deduction, and we do have ways to market and advertise businesses. So the way I look at it, it makes sense.
It's good for everybody.
It is. And it's about, we say, $5,000 to grant a wish per kid.
Okay, okay. So let's have one more little story about a wish that was granted.
Sure. One of my favorites is Adrian. When I met Adrian, she was, three or four, maybe.
She's not going to be a 19-year-old male now, is she?
No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
Nope.
Equal
sweet,
time here.
Sweet little girl. And she was born without one of the ventricles in her heart.
Oh, Lord.
And from day one, she was in open heart surgeries.
Yeah.
And when I walked in, I personally got to visit with this family. And when we started talking about a wish, her parents could not stop crying. It was very hard for them.
Yeah.
And that just tells you the toll that they go through.
Oh, yes.
And so they decided to, because she was a little young to recite her wish, they knew what she would love. They wanted a castle in her backyard. And so,
well, of course.
Of
course. She's a little girl.
Every little girl needs a castle in her
pink
backyard.
Too.
It wasn't pink.
Oh,
it
okay.
was gray, like a real castle. but we partnered with Spokane Home Builders Association, their apprenticeship program. And they built a 2-story castle.
Gosh.
It had a winding staircase, hardwood floors. It had some carpeting, real windows. There was a balcony with Adrian's castle written on the front. There was a trap door to the back that led down a slide. There was a tire swing, a rock climbing wall. I mean, it was the most beautiful thing. And that was probably 4 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, her family's been really involved with Wishing Star, and she will be at Taste Spokane.
Oh, nice. Now, so, how old is she now?
10, I think.
10, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and like, we call her Princess Adrian.
Well, no kidding, no kidding. I've got a couple of granddaughters that think they're a prince. Actually, they think they're queen, but and they are. I mean, they are. They're precious. And I think about what it would be like to have one of my grandkids go through something like that, and my kids have that as parents. You know, and our oldest son is Down syndrome, and we've been very fortunate. Back when he was born, almost 46 years ago, it was a different lifestyle for those with disabilities. I mean, it was, you know, the question wasn't whether you take them home or put them in an institution. The question then was, which institution? Fortunately, we've come a long ways since then, including the education system and so forth. And the good news that my wife and I talk about is that when we're out, people can look at him, and because he's Downs, they know of his disability. Mm-hmm. But I think of so many young kids today that have these illnesses and so forth, and you might not know what they and their families going through, and yet so much worse than a son or a daughter with Downs. I mean, today, you know.
That does happen quite often. Yeah. It reminds me of Lexi.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. And she'll be featured at TASTE as well. You'll get to hear some of her story.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got 1 minute left, less than 1 minute, according to our producer in there, who's, you know, going to give me another signal here in a second. Let's tell people, remind them about the TASTE Spokane and where they can get tickets and how they can just get information about Wishing Star.
Okay, great. You can go to wishingstarfoundation.org.
Oh, sorry, wishingstar.org.
Oh, thank you. wishingstar.org, which is so much easier to remember anyway.
Yes.
Wishingstar.org. And there you can get more information about Wishing Star. And then tastespokane.com is where you can get information about our upcoming
events. Oh, it has its own site.
Yep, it's that cool.
Okay.
And you can purchase tickets there and gather any information. And also our phone number for the office is listed on both websites. And we are always taking calls, and we will talk to anyone. So if you have any questions, let us know.
Well, I have to tell you, thank you, ladies, for being here. It's great this morning to have you in our studio, but more important, it's great what you do for the kids and young people in our community. Keep up the good work. Will you come back in a couple months and tell us how things are going?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Sarah Wallen and Stephanie Newman from Wishing Star. Thank you. Have a good day.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
This is Sammy Eubanks. Coming soon to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, the Motorsports Hour.